The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard here with the King of the Penguins. King penguins are the second largest of the world's 18 species of penguins, and like most of this family of cold water birds, they come from islands to the north of the Antarctic continent, where the total population of king penguins is estimated to be about 1 million breeding pairs. These big guys eat fish, squid, and crustaceans in the wild. And in captivity in zoos and aquariums, they principally are fed herring. But one of the cool things about king penguins is that they are no deadbeat dads. In fact, they're great babysitters, or egg sitters. You see, once the female lays a single egg, it's the male that takes care of it, tucking it between his feet and his great big belly to keep it warm. The female goes to the open sea to forage for fish and will be gone for over 3 weeks and swimming over 1,600 miles before coming back. Once the female returns, she takes over the warming of the egg, but only after she regurgitates a little food for the male, who has gone over a month without eating. The babies hatch at about 54 days and quickly grow a fuzzy down plumage. In fact, early explorers to the region thought the brown chicks were another species entirely and called them the woolly penguin.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.